From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Amid worries about a wall and deportations, Mexican officials expressed concern to two visiting U.S. cabinet secretaries Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly visited Mexico for talks with Mexican leaders. Tillerson touched on the sensitive issue of the border between the two nations.
We also reiterated our joint commitment to maintaining law and order along our shared border by stopping potential terrorists and dismantling the transnational criminal networks moving drugs and people into the United States.
Tillerson spoke to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart, Luis Videgaray.
En un momento en que nuestros países y nuestros gobiernos...
Videgaray said the two sides have notorious differences that can best be solved through dialogue. Kelly said there would be no mass deportations and no use of military force to round up undocumented migrants. Iraq said Thursday that its forces had taken the airport in Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Iraqis launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. They are backed by U.S. forces. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. The State Department spokesman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and further land reclamation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the chief executives of some of the country's biggest manufacturers. The president praised their efforts to add jobs in the U.S. The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. At this hour, the vice president is speaking. Earlier, top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs.
Candidate Trump and president-elect and nominee Trump, he went right to the grassroots and brought you along. He made people feel from the beginning they were part of this movement.
The leader of CPAC, Matt Schlapp, says he sees a little bit more of a populist strain running through the event this year, with Mr. Trump serving as the driving force. A new CBS News opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of their list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs come in second. Healthcare comes in third. The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The report finds prevalence rates for depression peak among older adults, affecting 2% more women between the ages of 55 and 74 than men. Across all age groups, however, the report notes depression is 1.5 times more common among females than males. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Bodies of 13 African migrants have been found inside a shipping container in western Libya. Officials of the Red Crescent in Libya say the victims appear to have been locked inside the container for several days while being transported to a coastal town. Another 56 people were rescued alive from the container, some though suffering from serious injuries and fractures. Aid workers said many of the migrants were from Mali. Authorities in Gambia have arrested the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, which has been accused of systematic human rights abuses while it was under the control of ousted former president Yahya Jammeh. Officials said Yakuba Badje and 8 other NIA employees were arrested Monday. No specific charges were listed. Bosnia is asking the United Nations top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.